archives have an important role to play in a democracy. It's important in a democracy that we have awareness of our national identity. And you really can't have that unless you preserve the records that establish that national identity. And, of course, here in Arkansas, we have our own archival interest in preserving the history of the state of Arkansas and the community of Fayetteville and so on.
Archives can tell us about legislators, can tell us about policymakers, newsmakers, but archives can tell us all those things in between the things we already know.
Yes. For a long, long time, historians had the tendency to record what was called the history of the great men of our past. The great man interpretation of history is now relegated to the trash bin, and historians now realize that we need to look at the entirety of the American experience and not just selected parts of it. So archives are very important, in my opinion, to reinforcing our democratic impulse and occasionally perhaps reminding us that we need to stop and take a deep breath. I'm reminded of that in particular in relationship to the concerns that many people have right now on immigration. But if you look back through our history, you'll see that this battle that we're fighting now is in many ways a repetition of prior aspects of American history.
Special Collections is in the business of archiving history, right?
The Special Collections Department of the University of Arkansas Libraries has the mission of preserving the history of Arkansas and the region. And by doing that, we collect over a wide range. We collect manuscripts, we collect books, we collect magazines, we collect maps. We have a very nice, large historical map collection. Photographs. Photographs are very important for documenting our past, and the University of Arkansas Special Collections Department has a large collection of photographs, mostly from here in Arkansas. So, yes, we collect at the U of A libraries. We document Arkansas. We try to document Arkansas in its entirety, not just history, too, but geography and geology, the natural heritage of our state, all kinds of activities. We try to, each year we try to collect those things which we think might have been overlooked in the past and that would add depth and variety to our collections. Just today, as a matter of fact, I received through an email news about five letters we're getting out of Illinois, and it's includes this 1827 letter. And if I could have just a minute, I'd love to quote from it.
You bet.
This is an 1827 letter written from Dwight Mission in Arkansas, which is down near Russellville. It was a school and mission for the Cherokee Indians, and this letter is being written by a gentleman named Samuel Newton, back to his family in New Jersey. And he says, "I say what a pity that such beautiful young ladies," and he's referring here to members of his own class in the North, but also in the South, too, and in frontier Arkansas. "Such beautiful ladies, formed such by nature, should have their minds neglected. It is not enough that young ladies can card, spin, and weave, and milk the cows, and dress, and cook the food. They should be made to feel mental refinement and taste of the sweets of a common education, if not of the sweets of a refined one. Neither should young ladies who have been blessed with schools, they should not drop their pens and throw away their books when they graduate. They should continue their studies, use their pens, and improve their minds. One of the dark shades of heathenism is the oppression of women." Now, isn't that an interesting commentary from 1827 Frontier, Arkansas? That's an example of a manuscript, a letter, an unpublished letter. A lot of folks are puzzled when we use the term manuscripts. What exactly is a manuscript? And a manuscript is an eyewitness account, usually not published, but rather often in in a letter, handwritten, or nowadays done on a computer, of course. But primary sources, meaning eyewitness events, which have not been published, those kinds of manuscripts are the undergirding for the history that is recorded by historians.
When you receive email notification that a letter such as this is coming to you, you had no idea this letter existed, or did you?
We had no idea that these five letters that make up this package, we had no idea that it existed. An individual whose family has had these letters for a long, long time got in touch with us because they did some experimenting, some investigation on the Internet, looking for a good home for these letters. Mm-hmm. And since they're written from Arkansas, it only made sense, of course, that they be donated to an Arkansas institution. And we're very pleased and honored that they chose us.
There will be a couple of speakers this year for this observation of Archives Month. A couple of young women who... What, not yet 20, right? They're in high school? Is that right?
No, I think they're more like 16 or 17.
My goodness.
These are the Balin twins out of Little Rock, and I first met them about 2 years ago when they were even younger than they are now. They're now students at Central High School in Little Rock. Sarah and Emma Balin decided as elementary students that they wanted to make videos, that they wanted to be filmmakers. And so these gifted children set up their own little company called Double Troublets, and they started making films. And so in order to do the research to base their films on, they had to visit archival institutions and other sources of information. And so they came, among other places, they came to the University of Arkansas Special Collections Department. Very serious students. They did research in original sources. They were at the University of Arkansas doing work on the 1980 Cuban boat lift, which had a large impact on Arkansas in 1980 because many of them were sent to Fort Chaffee, and that played a role in the 1980 gubernatorial contest in which Bill Clinton was put out of office after his first term. So the Cuban boat lift is an important aspect of Arkansas history, and that's where I first met them, was when they were doing research on that film. And they're going to show this film at our Archives Month event on October the 27th. The Balin twins are really an impressive couple of young Arkansans who are doing remarkable work at such a young age. We'll also be reporting to the people who come to the open house about our work over the last year and what we've been able to bring in the way of manuscripts and books and maps and all sorts of things.
If Sarah or Emily Balin follows you, and 30 years from now they are the head of Special Collections, are they going to be archiving tweets and goodness knows what?
This question of electronic life that we're in right now, and how does one document this dramatic transformation in America to the digital age? How do we document that? And that question is and has been having a profound impact on the archival community and the whole library community. Vast change is on its way. And I think, you know, in the archival community, yes, we're going to be forced to deal with these electronic resources. And we're going to be forced to change our way of thinking. I expect that over time we will have many, many fewer print materials to archive. It concerns me greatly, and it concerns all archivists. Emails are, as a general rule, not preserved. And it's going to, I think, cause archivists to have to think very innovatively in order to capture our history in the future.
47 years ago is about all you could get in 140 characters, right? The rest would have been in the ether.
That's right. But, you know, I don't know of anything to collect that would be more important in documenting the social change that's going on an economic change and all kinds of change that's going on right now because of the electronic revolution. The transition to the digital world is going to have manifestations for archivists and historians for a long time to come.
October 27th, 3 to 5 at Mullins, room 130. But if you go into Mullins Library, there will be signs directing you.
That's right. And we invite people to give us a call at the Special Collections, and we'll give some advice on parking and that sort of thing.
And if someone finds that letter from 1827 in the attic and they don't know what to do?
Give us a call. Special Collections is always eager to collect both the pre-digital and the post-digital.
Tom, thanks a lot.
Thank you.